Proverbs 17, verse 16. Why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it? This ends this reading of God's inspired and inerrant word, which reminds us that although you may quite literally purchase an education, and so this could be quite literal, or it could be slightly representative, talking about the ability to study or the availability of people who would correct him or instruct him, or the availability of books or experiences or whatever it is. You remember, wisdom is available to all. She cries out in the streets. God has so designed his world so that it's quite obvious what wisdom is and how it can be increased. And yet, just as we know wealth cannot make a man wise, so the Lord uses that fact here to remind us that what we need is new hearts. What we need is to be changed. What we need is grace from God, not just opportunity to obtain and ability to enlist the means by which wisdom comes. We need to be the sort of person into whom wisdom can come. And that only comes by the grace of God that makes a man new by his Spirit. That only comes in faith and in union with the Lord Jesus. So one of the things that that does for you is when you realize that you need to be a lot more wise about what you do or what you say or how you say it or choices, desires, things like that. And you've been doing all the things. Maybe one of the things that you have forgotten is dependence upon the Lord, waiting upon him for it. This is one of the ways by which he brings us low in humility, making us see how needy we are still of his grace to work in our hearts, for him to be the one who does it in us. Which is a mercy, because then the way that we get it is in fellowship with him, in relationship with him. And he gives us to have an increasing experience of that which will be heaven itself, which is to know God. So dependence isn't necessarily, dependence isn't a bad thing, but it must be put to good use that we actually exercise dependence upon him in prayer and trust and faith and hope and persistence. One of the reasons you persist, despite your poor results so far, is that you have hope that the resources for increase of wisdom for you are in him. And since he will not run out of them, you continue to use his means, look to him, and humbly accept however long it takes to grow, the pace at which it takes to grow. Always mourning over ourselves, obviously. But always hopeful in him. But if God is not your hope, and he's not your help, and he's not your happiness, then don't expect that you'll actually be able to grow in true wisdom. Why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it? We need new hearts. We need God's work on our hearts. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this brief verse and this reminder of our initial and ongoing dependence upon you to do the work in our hearts. Thank you for your worship, that you have filled it with your word, that you attend it by your Spirit, and that you attend us by your Spirit, that you have sealed us with him, that you have indwelt us by him, that he has called alongside us to be our paraclete, to be our helper. So we ask in Jesus' name that indeed he would help us, and we would walk with you in fellowship with you, in union with Christ, and be wise, which we ask in his name. Amen. Amen.